Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Yesterday, the Army Corps of Engineers announced its decision to not approve permits that would allow construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline to move forward as planned. In short, it's a major victory for protesters and self-declared water protectors who have gathered near Cannonball, North Dakota for much of this year. The story of clean water, however, of sovereignty, of infrastructure, of energy independence, does not end here. It does, however, take a rather dramatic turn. Some call the latest decision a political delay, others a miracle. Still others celebrate tireless efforts by protesters, by negotiators, by everyday people trying to make a difference for future generations. And there are those who say the decision flies in the face of the rule of law. SDPB has brought you a variety of voices on the topic. Today, we hear from Charmaine Whiteface and Madonna Thunderhawk. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray spoke with both women before the Army Corps made their announcement. We begin today with Charmaine Whiteface. She's a Lakota elder who has called for protesters to break camp and get out of the way of the miracle that is waiting for them. Whiteface serves as a spokesperson for the Great Sioux Nation Treaty Council. She has served as an envoy to the United Nations in this capacity. In 2002, Whiteface helped found the environmental group Defenders of the Black Hills. Here she reads an essay she wrote prior to the latest Army Corps announcement.
In the respectful ways of the Sioux culture, when an elder requests you to do something, you do it. This shows your respect for their wisdom and compassion. This editorial is from a request by elders from both Standing Rock and Pine Ridge reservations regarding the camp at Cannonball. This camp started as a spiritual camp whose purpose was to pray for good water for the people. The next step, then, is to trust that your prayers were heard. You go home and go on with your life, knowing that your prayers will be answered. You need to do this so you will be out of the way of whatever the Creator has in mind. You need to step aside and let the big spirits do whatever they are going to do. You need to get out of the way to let the miracle happen. In the past 14 years, I have seen this happen many, many times. I'll tell you the most recent example. Last April 2016, we had a small prayer gathering to ask the Creator to keep all the minerals, oil, uranium, coal, gold, silver, etc., to keep them in the ground where they belong, as they are there for a reason. American and European people and Western science doesn't understand that these things are where they are located for a reason that human beings don't necessarily need to know. So we prayed to help Mother Earth to be healthy by keeping all these things in the ground where they belong. We had lunch, then we went home. About a month ago, the worldwide price for uranium dropped to $18.75 per pound. It might be even less today. This price is almost half as much as is needed to dig the uranium out of the ground. How many mines will not be built because it will be financially impossible to make any money? How many active uranium mines will have to close because they can't make enough money to operate? How much uranium will be left in the ground where it belongs? Our little handful of people praying together last April did not have the ability to change the worldwide price or even to think of such a thing. We trusted that the Creator and the big spirits heard our prayers, and we went home. We got out of their way. It is miracles such as this that we have seen for many years, so we know that something similar could happen at Cannonball if the people would go home and get out of the way of the big spirits. What would happen if all the people went home and prayed for good water in their own areas? To do this means trusting that your prayers were heard, and not just for good water at Standing Rock, but for good water all over the world. It means having patience to wait for whatever the Creator has in mind. It means trusting that the Maker of innumerable universes is wiser, knows more, sees more, and can accomplish much more than mere human beings. It means being humble in waiting for the answer to your prayers. Elders who have seen and experienced these miracles and who give their requests need to be heard. The elders are requesting now that it is time to break camp at Cannonball. Go home and trust that your prayers have been heard. Go on about your lives and let the Creator and the Big Spirits answer the prayers. It might not be in a way you thought of, but it will be in a much better way.
That was Charmaine Whiteface reading an essay she wrote before the Army Corps of Engineers announced it will not approve the Dakota Access Pipeline's requested easement under the Missouri River. A great amount of diversity in opinion exists regarding Dakota Access Pipeline. Charles Michael Ray also spoke with Lakota Elder Madonna Thunderhawk. Thunderhawk is with the Lakota People's Law Project and a lifelong activist in Indian country. She took part in the early American Indian movement and, like Whiteface, is widely respected in her community. Thunderhawk spoke with Charles Michael Ray via cell phone from North Dakota.
Of course there's going to be differences of opinion, you know, but once in a while you get to people like me who actually live at the camp, been there since August. We understand individually. I'm an elder. I don't speak for anybody else but myself. And I belong to a strong extended family, Kiyoshpaye. And we speak for ourselves. And we've educated ourselves. And we know our treaty rights.
So, what happens next? A lengthy environmental review could stretch into months or even years. And with fewer than 50 days to a new presidential administration, the future of the pipeline is particularly unclear. Regardless of the next step, Charmaine Whiteface says the underlying problem remains.
The water in the Missouri River has already been contaminated. We were saying, you know, we wish we had some of that money that's being given just so that we could do water tests. We need to do water tests all down the Missouri to St. Louis or to wherever it enters into the Mississippi. Because the fracking already at the Bakken Oil Range has already polluted the river more than what our tests showed years ago. Years ago, we tested, you know, the Missouri River, and we found radioactive particles going down as far away as Vermilion, which is in the southern portion of South Dakota. And so the water at Standing Rock needs to be tested now, Lower Brule, Crow Creek, all the way down the river, and not to rely on the EPA. EPA only tells them a handful of radioactive particles, and they don't test for all this pollution that is coming from the Bakken oil field. They need to test now because if they want to make sure they have a strong foundation for if one of those pipes break, how are they going to compare? They need to test now. The testing needs to be done now on radionuclides, which are coming out of the Bakken oil field, plus all the other fracking materials, toluene, xylene, all the other things that can already proven to be carcinogenic. So that's, you know, it's more than just blocking this pipeline. There's way more that needs to happen.
But let's return for a moment to the nature of prayer. What does prayer look like in this context? Here again, Madonna Thunderhawk.
Looking from the Dakota standpoint, when you translate spirituality and try to translate that into English, the English language is very limited. So when you say prayer, that assumes a lot of things in the English language and how the modern day people understand. You know, it isn't a lot of people walking around with their heads down and their hands folded, you know. To us, our spirituality has nothing to do with religion. It's how you carry yourself every day and what you do to protect your people and your land, because we are the land. Indigenous people are the land.
The New York Times reported that Standing Rock Chairman Dave Archambault II told supporters they didn't have to winter at camp any longer. They could go home, be with their families. He said now is the time to move forward. Charles Michael Ray caught up with Madonna Thunderhawk this morning. He asked her what her plans are going forward. She said, "We will leave when DAPL leaves, when they take everything out of here." We have not spoken with Charmaine Whiteface since the announcement, yet even before the Army Corps of Engineers effectively sided with the protesters Whiteface was telling people the time had come to step aside, to leave space for the unexpected.
Be safe. Trust your prayers. Then you can be safe. All these prayer gatherings we've done all over the place have made a lot of changes. But in our culture, you're not supposed to brag about what you have done. So especially prayers, because all we did was ask. Even Christianity says, ask and you shall receive. So all we do is ask, and that's what we've done.
To hear more voices for and against the Dakota Access Pipeline, head over to our website, listen.sdpb.org. Is there a side to the Dakota Access Pipeline you have yet to hear? Send us an email, midday@sdpb.org. If you're just tuning in, after months of protests against a controversial pipeline, the Army Corps of Engineers says it will look for an alternative route for the final section of the project in North Dakota. NPR's Nathan Rott has been covering the protests near Cannonball, North Dakota. He spoke with David Green on today's Morning Edition.
So what does this decision mean for this pipeline exactly?
So what the Army Corps did was say that it would not approve an easement for that key part of the pipeline where it crosses the Missouri River. It's actually not far from where I am now. Instead, the Army Corps said it would look at alternate routes for the pipeline and would conduct a full environmental impact statement on their findings. So what that means in the immediate sense is that the Dakota Access Pipeline is not going to be completed anytime soon. That's not to say it won't be completed. The Army Corps could very well determine that this is actually the best place for the pipeline to go. The Trump administration could act to speed things up. And I think it's important to bear in mind that this pipeline that we're talking about is more than 90% complete. Billions of dollars of construction have been spent on it. So it's really unlikely that Energy Transfer Partners, the company building it, is going to just reroute this thing without a fight.
Very important point you made there. I mean, we are going to have a different president very soon. I mean, this is a decision from President Obama, who is leaving office. Donald Trump coming in could make a very different decision. This fight could go on. So how are people reacting right now?
Well, all across the board. I mean, as you said, this is a huge victory for the tribe. It's a huge victory for the environmental organizations who have been fighting not just against this pipeline, but others. It's a huge win for indigenous peoples. This has grown to be a movement about sovereignty and consultation as much as it is about a pipeline and environmental issues. There's more than 100 Native American tribes that are represented here at this camp that I'm at to protest the construction. And for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, who have been at the heart of this protest to protect their water, it's really big. Let's hear from their tribe's chairman, David Archambault.
An environmental impact statement is a big statement that says we're no longer going to ignore the original people of this country.
Now, on the other side of all this is the energy and infrastructure industries and a number of Republican lawmakers. The Midwest Alliance for Infrastructure Now didn't mince its words in a statement, saying the decision was a rejection of the entire regulatory and judicial systems. North Dakota's governor called it a serious mistake. And here's the state's representative, Kevin Kramer.
Today's unfortunate decision sends a chilling signal to others who want to build infrastructure in this country.
Okay, Kramer there, a Republican congressman from North Dakota who's been in favor of this pipeline. God, it sounds like people on both sides really making this much more than just about a pipeline. Talking about indigenous people, halting building infrastructure in the entire country. A lot at stake here. But Nate, what about this camp? I mean, we've seen so many images and heard so many voices from this camp that has grown around this pipeline site.
Yeah, you know, I was here yesterday when the announcement was kind of leaked out. It spread around in whispers at first, and then people started shouting it and cheering. That said, I was honestly a little surprised that people weren't as excited as I thought they might be. There was that cheering and whooping, and there was some fireworks throughout the night. And yes, believe me, people have been up here all night.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people I talked to have been pretty reserved. They felt like the announcement was great, but they know that this by no means is a knockout punch. People know that a Trump administration is coming up, and they know he has spoken openly about his support for the pipeline. Some of the people I talked to, like Allie Gaddis, a native from Colorado, who we're going to hear from in just a second, was upset about how long it took for this announcement to happen.
Actually, I lost a lot of respect for Obama because he waited so long, and a lot of people got hurt in order for him to come to this decision that he could have made a long time ago.
And I mean, she is one person among many out there, Nate. And people are saying, I mean, as this decision keeps going, they're going to be staying out there. And isn't, I mean, it's really going to get cold in North Dakota.
Yeah, believe you me, I'm sleeping in the back of my rental car right now.
And, oh, wow.
I could use a little more down in my sleeping bag.
It's that
but
cold
yeah,
already.
I mean, it's cold. But, I mean, to answer your question, yes, people have been here for months. People are going to continue to stay here. I haven't talked to a single person since this announcement was made that has said, hey, that's it. All right, fight's over. Let's go. Everybody knows that a Trump administration could be a game changer in this situation. And so everybody's going to stay.
Okay.
Leaving really isn't an option.